A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants anymore. A servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends because I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a passage which always used to terrify me in the Alice books, where Alice is sitting calmly under a tree, talking, I think, to the White Queen, that might have been the Red, off the chessboard. And suddenly, she leaps to her feet, drags Alice to her feet, and starts to run. And Alice runs swiftly at first, but then begins to tire. Queen won't have it. Faster, faster, she says. And they're running so hard that they can't actually see around them. And then at last, the Queen blows the whistle and says, right, now you can stop. And Alice collapses to the ground, only to discover that they haven't moved an inch away from the tree under which they started. And when she expresses her amazement at this, if I'd run like that at home, I should have landed up very, very far away. That's a strange kind of place, said the Queen. Around here, you have to run very hard to stay in the same place. I think that most of us have experienced both of these feelings. Firstly, that we have been working or striving or struggling very hard and find that we are back in the same place where we were. And also the feeling that if we want to keep our place, to stay where we are, we should maybe have to break our hearts with effort. And in the Gospel today, we find very much the same kind of meeting of themes. Jesus tells us to remain in his love. And I struggle to find the translation for the Greek word, which is so important. It's used 58 times in this gospel, mostly in the second half, in this discourse. It seems to mean to abide, to find our home in the love of Christ, to stay in him. There's the theme of finding a home. There's the theme of loyalty as well, which is more of a struggling thing, because loyalty gets tested. To remain in him, to remain as the disciples don't remain at the Garden of Gethsemane, to remain as the devotion to the Sacred Heart envisaged our entering into the heart of Christ and finding ourselves at home there, finding a haven, a harbour from the storm. And there's a sense of taking our strength from the love of Christ, going to the love of Christ for our fuel, for our purpose, for our aim, for our direction and purpose in life, our ultimate destiny. And then, although this has such a theme of rest about it, we find that we will remain in Christ's love if we keep the commandments. And the commandments are that we should love one another as he has loved us. And suddenly, we have the whole theme of the work that we have to do to remain in Christ. And sometimes we find ourselves feeling that we have to take tremendous efforts to stay in the same place. Tremendous work, running with all our strength. In the second section, Jesus talks about laying down your life for your friends. In the meditation on the Stations of the Cross, we often find depicted for us the moment where Jesus is nailed to the cross. And this is always depicted with the cross lying flat on the ground. And Jesus will die upright, raised up, as John's Gospel says. And when I'm raised up, I shall draw all people to myself. When you raise up the Son of Man, you lift up the Son of Man, you will know that I am he. And the Son of Man must be lifted up, Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert. And this is the passion. Jesus is lifted up by others. He's raised over the human pilgrimage as a great sign by the people who crucify him. His own last deed is to lay himself down and to submit himself to be nailed. And when he says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you," he reminds us of the beloved disciple, the friend of Jesus by excellence, one who is gracefully unnamed so that we can identify ourselves with him. Jesus lays down his life for his friends, and shows that there is no greater love than that. And we are his friends if we do what he commands us and love one another. And so, these hard tasks of love enable us to be called no longer servants, but friends of Jesus, for whom he lays down all his life. And in case we should think ourselves unworthy to be called so, he reminds us, "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I've charged you with all that you need to bear lasting fruit." And when you enter into this work, the Father will give you anything you can ask him. Let us pray.